I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Saturday.
Saturday! Oh, it's Saturday! Oh, it's Saturday!
He's armed with a week's worth of talking points and got up early for your listening pleasure. So kick back and enjoy all the immensity, the potency, and the intensity that is the Robin Lundberg Show. Here's the man so charismatic, we named the show after him, Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Big sports weekend. I think it is fair to say. You know, big sports week, big sports weekend. I mean, massive trade in the NBA. We'll get to a little bit later in the show. People have thoughts. People that big mad James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets. But it is also the divisional round of the NFL. And you know, I like saying things are the family feud answer when I'm guessing there's a consensus, but not necessarily it's only one answer. But I believe if you ask most fans what's the best weekend in the NFL in the season, it would be this weekend. That would be, you know, the family. The Super Bowl's great and everything, but it's one game. Conference championships, it is the top four teams, but there's something about, you know, having narrowed the field slightly so you get the, you know, the lesser teams out, but having crazy frenetic action all day Saturday, all day Sunday, or at least, you know, all afternoon and evening Saturday and Sunday. And that's what you got this weekend. Starting with the Rams and the Packers, I think that's an interesting game. That's an interesting game in the sense that, Aaron Rodgers had this great season. He's had this great season where he's probably going to win the MVP, I would guess. I would likely vote Mahomes if it were me. I think Josh Allen has a real case. Derrick Henry has a case as well, but I would go with one of the quarterbacks. My default answer right now is Mahomes. But nevertheless, Rodgers has had a great year. However, that Rams defense, I've seen them play better against opposing quarterbacks than any other defense in the NFL. You know, they befuddle opposing quarterbacks. They made Russell Wilson look bad last week. And, you know, Jalen Ramsey against Devontae Adams. Jalen Ramsey, he's faced a lot of good receivers this year. And in some of the marquee showdowns, I mean, there was a bunch of guys who went for over 1,000 yards in the season. None went for over 57 against him in a regular season game this year. And I think it was like 10 matchups with like notable receivers. They all combined for just over 200 yards receiving and one touchdown, something like that. I mean, the guy is had an awesome year. And when you have Aaron Donald on the front end of that, you know, if Aaron Rodgers has time, Devontae Adams is too good with his footwork. He's going to get open. But if Aaron Rodgers is being harassed and the like, then I could see Jalen Ramsey really taking away his first option, at least, you know, more so than you're normally seeing. And I just don't know if the Rams could score enough points, you know, with Jared Goff. But I said that last week, too, and they did. So, I like the Rams to be live as an upset in that. Green Bay got really fat against an easy schedule. I mean, they played in an easy division. So, you know, if Rodgers is able to play really well against that defense, that will be impressive considering how well that defense has played most of the year. Then you got Baltimore and Buffalo. I'll get back to that game in a second. I think that's probably the game I'm most excited about. Cleveland and Kansas City. I want to talk about what Odell Beckham said about that game a little bit later as well. And then Tampa Bay and New Orleans, which has the old quarterback showdown. We've got these guys. They've been here a long time. I remember when I watched Drew Brees many years ago. I mean, Drew Brees and Tom Brady, you got History Channel memes and everything out there, and that gets that final Sunday primetime slot. Probably the last time these guys will play. The first time they're ever playing in the playoffs. So, of course, there's going to be some hype around that game. But, you know, as much as that might get the most hype, I don't know if that's the best quarterback showdown this weekend. In fact, I mean, you could argue that Brees versus Brady is the best quarterback showdown this weekend simply because of the history of it. Simply because, you know, you want to timestamp it and say this is the only playoff meeting, the final meeting between these two quarterbacks, you know, all-time greats. You know, it's crazy how good Brady's career has been, where he is even like a huge jump over Brees, like a high level above Brees. I mean, Brady is I think has as many, or no, he has one fewer playoff win against the NFC than Drew Brees, which is wild when you think about it. Considering, you know, how long Drew Brees has played and how we think of him as a very successful quarterback, and Tom Brady played the vast majority of his career in the AFC, he has one fewer playoff win against the NFC than Drew Brees. And it's 9-8. Sick. And Brady's playing really well right now at 43 years old. Whatever you think of him, you gotta give him his respect. And Brees is an all-time great quarterback, too. There's no arguing that, but, you know, this is going to come off insulting, but it is what it is. I think sometimes he gets elevated in those conversations based on statistics. For instance, when he gets to a certain point, like when we say, oh, Drew Brees just became the all-time leader in yards or whatever it is. You know, he and Brady, I think, are 1-2 in passing touchdowns and maybe passing yards as well. Let me double check that. But I think when that happens, people then say, oh, we have to say Drew Brees is the best of all time, or one of the best of all time. Yeah, Brees is number one in passing yards. Brady is number two in passing yards. And when it comes to passing touchdowns, it's the reverse of that. Brady's number one and Brees is number two. So I think when you see Brees get to those numbers, you think, oh, well, then he's got to be as good as the other guys who are right there. And I don't quite look at him, you know, as Tom Brady. In fact, I wouldn't look at him as Peyton Manning either, who's up in that mix in those conversations. But nevertheless, I mean, that's not an insult. I don't mean it that way. He's an all-time great he's an all-time great quarterback. And the Saints are, you know, a well-rounded team. But despite all that, I think that the quarterback showdown that is most interesting or exciting, maybe you could say Brees and Brady is most interesting or you know, most significant historically, but the most exciting one, like the one I was like, I want to watch, that's the Bills and the Ravens. I mean, Lamar Jackson against Josh Allen, those two guys are both fun to watch. I mean, they're similar in a sense and different at the same time. Like, they're similar because if you're the opposing defense, your number one concern is obviously, you know, the guy under center. I mean, and that's the case a lot of times, no matter who the guy under center is. But in this case, because they are both so uniquely talented as athletes, you know, Lamar Jackson is a individual threat as a runner, unlike anybody else who plays that position. Maybe unlike anybody else who's ever played that position. I mean, he's Michael Vick is sort of the guy you thought of before, but Lamar Jackson has tailored the rest of his game and refined the rest of his game to a point where I think he's even a step up there. And the way I look at Josh Allen is a bigger. He's like the Cam Newton to Lamar Jackson's Michael Vick, as far as their style of play, and their build. But obviously they're their own guys, and Lamar Jackson just is a threat to run for 130 yards, 150 yards, whatever it may be. That 48 yard touchdown run he had last week, I mean that's just a brilliant run. And it shows you why, if you're playing against them, you're terrified of him. You're terrified of what Lamar Jackson can do on the field and what he can do to you. And with Josh Allen, he just has this ability outside of the pocket where he can take off and run. And he's also hard to bring down. And he can throw on the move. I mean, he's also a little bit of – he's got a little Patrick Mahomes in him in that way. Where, those taking off to the side, fling it down the field, like across your body to the opposite sideline throws that you're like, whoa, that guy just made that throw? I mean, the difference in this matchup is Allen has more weapons, obviously with Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley and what Buffalo has, and Lamar Jackson doesn't really. And Lamar Jackson also, if I'm nitpicking, I think – when he's in an obvious passing situation, he still hasn't gotten to his best version there. I mean, the idea that he wasn't a good enough passer has been debunked to play the position. That's just been debunked. He won the MVP last year, won a playoff game this year. I mean, you just can't say that. But that doesn't mean, he can't get better. And I think when they're in obvious pass situations, two-minute drill kind of situations, that's where he's still a little bit behind. While Josh Allen has improved his accuracy so much. I mean, Josh Allen before was like a wild card kind of guy who you knew had talent, but you never knew what you were going to get with him. And now he's right in the mix of the best quarterbacks in the league. I mean, and if you're asking who's better between those two guys, that's a tough choice. But Allen played like a top five guy this year. And, Buffalo... they put points on the board. So I don't think Baltimore can fall behind Buffalo. Frank Reich, the Colts coach, was aggressive in a lot of situations last week, and I think that's because, much like Kansas City, that's Buffalo, where, you're going to have to put up points to beat them. You're not going to beat them with field goals. But Baltimore, sort of quietly, was right up there, had the best point differential in the entire NFL this season. So Baltimore is no slouch. And I think they're 2.5-point dogs in this game. That, to me, is the marquee game, the marquee individual matchup. I mean, I know quarterbacks don't play against each other, but you get the point. So I'm looking forward to that one. What do you think? What's the more exciting quarterback matchup? Or what quarterback matchup are you looking forward to more? Breeze against Brady or Jackson against Allen? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Of course, this weekend, the NFL playoffs continue on CBS, and the AFC is down to four teams remaining, with the defending champion Chiefs still the team to beat. Who takes the next step on the road to Super Bowl 55? Find out this weekend when the AFC divisional round plays out on CBS. Speaking of the Chiefs, I'll get to that Browns-Chiefs game in a bit, and what Odell Beckham said about the Browns. Don't be surprised when — he didn't say if — don't be surprised when the Browns beat the Chiefs. But right now I want to focus on the QBs, because let's be honest, that's, what moves the needle with the fans. Is it Brady and Braze, or Brady? What did I just say? Brady and Breeze? Or is it Jackson and Allen? I'm going with the latter. That's the one That's the number one game. If I'm putting these in order, that's the one I'm circling. Kind of, you know, like I said, I'm sneaky interested in that Rams-Packers game. But there's just nothing sexy about the Rams offensively that gets you. Like, it's like, all right, can they slow down Aaron Rodgers? You know, who's the scarier or better Aaron in that matchup? That kind of thing. But, you know, there's no counterpart for Rodgers on the offensive side for the Rams. I think the Rams are going to have to run the ball. And the Packers were not great against the run. So I think if the Rams can run the ball, control the clock, early, get in the end zone early, play from ahead, they could be in good shape in that game. But, you know, if it's going to come into Jared Goff's hands, yeah. Well, it's just an overwhelming advantage for Green Bay if Jared Goff is the, you know, guy who's going to have to keep up with Aaron Rodgers. Because, yeah, not gonna happen. Not exactly going to cut it. Which QB matchup are you most looking forward to? Is it Brady and Breeze or is it Jackson and Allen? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. You can get at me at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. Crazy weekend. This is good. Good stuff. I think everybody's a little excited about these games today, and we'll also get into that big NBA James Harden trade. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Short on sleep and long on opinions, he's Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, talking some NFL. Of course, the big NBA trade as well, but it is the biggest weekend perhaps in the NFL season. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Charles in Alabama. Charles, you're up first here on the Robin Lundberg Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin, what's going on, my man?
What's good, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Before I make my comment, I just want to say, man, your show always awesome, man. Never a dull moment. You always have those topics that you say it makes the needle move. So kudos to you, man. Great job and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But as far as the game today, the matchup I'm most looking forward to is Jackson and Allen. I'm a Ravens fan, so I'm always pulling for Lamar to do something awesome, and he usually doesn't disappoint me. I think the key for us today is not shut down Diggs, but if we can keep him contained, you know, he does have a few other weapons, but I don't think that they can beat us. But I think if we can keep Diggs contained, that, you know, we might keep that running game going and pull out a victory today.
Right. Look, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. I don't think there's an outcome in that game that surprises me. I think that's a really evenly matched game. I think this, though, like last week, Baltimore came from behind in that game. What was it, 10-0 Tennessee, right? And that was good for them. I think it was cathartic for them. Lamar Jackson hadn't really done that before. They hadn't really proven they could do that before. But I do think this is a game where it's got to be the other way. They got to be playing from in front.
Yeah, we got to come out and jump out on top and kind of like take the win out of the sails a little bit, you know, kind of make them one-dimensional. Even though their run game isn't that dominant, you know, if they can come out and get a little run game going with that pass game, it's going to be rough for them. But before I go, I just want to say that I think the Breeze and Brady matchup be pretty good, too. You know, it's kind of like, and it's matchups today are just awesome altogether because it's kind of like a changing of the guards, as I see it. You know, kind of Breeze and Brady, kind of like those last of a dying breed, you know, those statuesque quarterbacks that stand back there and kind of pick apart the defense play by play, where Lamar Jackson and Allen, you know, they're kind of new generation quarterbacks, mobile, you know, can beat you with their legs and their arms, man. So I'm looking forward to both games, but, you know, go Ravens, man. Thanks for taking my call. I'll listen off air.
You got it, man. I mean, you look at the quarterbacks, it's wild how much younger the AFC quarterbacks are just in general. You know, and when you're just actually just ranking the quarterbacks too, it's a good quarterback weekend. You got six, I would say, you know, top shelf guys. I think Baker Mayfield's had a good season, so I don't want to diss him by not including him in the group, but I think he might be better than Drew Brees right now, but as far as, you know, just like the hierarchy of things, and then there's one team that obviously has a quarterback that isn't on that level, and that being the Rams, but they've got the best defense, which generally works out this time of year, having the best defense. Chris in Green Bay. Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm ready for the Breeze-Brady matchup just because I'm getting to be up to that age. I'm 39 years old, and I'm ready for the old guys to hopefully shine once. And, well, not once. I mean, Brady's been shining for years, but I'm just ready to see. You know, I know there's a lot of young blood coming up in the NFL, but there's also the guys that have been there, done it. I feel like this year it's going to be one of those old guys that wins the Super Bowl. Hopefully it's Rodgers, but he's not really playing much this week for another quarterback. But I hope he can prove himself, you know, with that defense, because that defense.
How do you feel? How do you feel about that? Are you confident
with Rodgers?
Yeah.
Oh man. I am, but so I know that there's been a couple big games where, you know, he just seems nervous. I don't know. I'm hoping that he continues the season like he's been playing, because it's been an amazing season. I mean, obviously being from Green Bay, he's my favorite all time, right there with mm-hmm. Favre, and, you know, but I'm hoping.
Well, look, I mean, he's not I don't think he's going to be nervous, but there's just a different level of team you face. Look, it's common sense when you get in the playoffs and you advance to the playoffs. You're playing tougher teams, so your performance is going to need to be better, even to break even, even to get, you know, to where you typically perform. You're going to have to play at a higher level. You know, as I would say about clutch, like, what is being clutch? Clutch, a lot of times, especially when we're talking about, like, the great players, is just still being that same great player, right? It's not getting worse. It's not necessarily getting better. It's just like being the guy you expect them to be. But I'm not worried about, like, the moment getting to Aaron Rodgers. I think that's silly. But I am worried, if I were a Green Bay fan, about the Rams getting to Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how healthy Donald is. You know, that's a question mark. Obviously, McVay said that the Terminator is going to play, and that was in reference to Aaron Donald. But, you know, that's a big storyline. But when you do look at the Rams, I mean, I after they lost to the Jets, I remember a lot of people were making fun of them, and I still told people, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they made a run in the playoffs. I mean, you lose a game to the Jets, that's that any given Sunday thing. But, you know, they were a quarterback away from me picking them to definitely represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. But I still thought, you know, having watched them play against Tampa and Seattle and those teams, and even Arizona, who I know is not an elite team, but the way that they were able to, you know, shut down those opposing quarterbacks, who are damn good quarterbacks, and just give them fits, I think, you know, you don't really see that. You don't really see that too much in the NFL nowadays, the way the game's opened up and how many pass attempts there are in a given game. I mean, Josh Allen did play well against the Rams early in the season. He's probably the guy who had the best game head-to-head with the Rams early in the season. But, you know, they befuddled Brady and Murray and Wilson. And, you know, again, Rodgers, I think the Packers only beat two teams over 500 this year. You almost don't believe that's true when you know, have a record like they did, which of course led to their bye this week. But the Packers play in the division with the Bears, the Lions, and the Vikings. So that's right off the bat. You know, you got six games against those teams right off the bat. And they played Atlanta, Jacksonville, Philly, Carolina. They had an impressive win over Tennessee late in the season. And they had an impressive win over New Orleans early in the season. And those are, I mean, no way around it. Those are both impressive wins. So maybe I'm underselling them. But those are their two wins, I believe, on the year over 500 teams. They got spanked by Tampa in week six of the season. 855-212-4227. Which QB matchup are you looking forward to more, Breeze and Brady or Allen and Jackson? Brad in Jacksonville. Brad, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Just wanted to start by saying shout out Duval, offseason champs, 10 years running. I'm just kidding. All jokes aside, I am excited for both these games. I think the Brady and Breeze game is going to be fun to watch. Two iconic QBs and possibility of Breeze retiring this offseason. And, you know, obviously Brady with all he's accomplished. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. But in all honesty, I think the game that I'm most excited to watch is that Bills-Ravens game. I mean, just the maturation and the growth of not only – you know, Josh Allen, but Lamar Jackson as well, two young guys that are kind of paving the way for these new generation QBs. I think that's going to be an exciting game to watch. I think it could ultimately very easily be a high-scoring game as well. So I think that's the one I'm definitely keeping my eye on.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's the game I'm looking forward to the most for sure. I wouldn't even say it's close necessarily. I think it's not even just the quarterbacks. It's also like those are two really good teams. You know, those are two teams that if I told you they won the Super Bowl, I don't think that's, you know, shocking at all. I mean, I don't think with any of these teams really it'd be shocking to hear that they win the Super Bowl at this point. Once you get to this point of the year, Cleveland would probably be the most surprising. But aside from that, that's not much of a statement. But those two teams are very, very good teams. And, you know, when you see Buffalo went 13-3, Baltimore has the best point differential. They're playing to likely meet Kansas City the next week, and they've got exciting QBs. I think, you know, a spread of 2.5 points tells you all you need to know.
Following Robin Lundberg on Twitter is easy. His Twitter handle is at Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That is the name of the show. And that's what it is. The Real Slim Shady, please stand up. I haven't heard that song in a minute. Let's get right to you guys, though. 855-212-4227. Talking NFL, NBA, a little bit. James Harden, that was a mildly big trade, but a huge NFL weekend. 855-212-4227. I don't even know where this. You know, I think my phone number has threes in it, but it just like morphed into my head for a second. 855-212-4227, though I'm not going to give my phone number over the air. No disrespect to anybody out there. I might as well give my phone number over the air, actually, Anthony. You know, like, you know how many, like, calls I get from the spam calls? It's insane.
Dude, it is in, yeah, exactly. It's no joke. I get, like, at least, like, 5-6 a day, the spam calls. It's insane.
Me too. You know what I did for a minute? I put them on ignore or whatever, but then, like, you'll never be able to answer, you know, like, where I live now, I moved into a house, first house I've lived in since I was a kid, whatever. And, like, if you order delivery here, our addresses are all weird in this neighborhood. So, like, my number is way up the street from the number it should be. You know, like, way down the street I live at 26, and, you know, 27 is down the street. So, like, the delivery people are always confused. So they'll call me to try and figure it out, right? And if I have all the calls from unrecognized numbers on ignore, I don't get those. I don't need that. They don't register, right? So it's a tough thing to do. There's no way to really totally fix it. And then otherwise, you just literally never answer the phone. But I also have my Fitbit on my wrist, which is synced up with my phone, so it vibrates whenever I get a phone call. So these things, you know, just randomly calling me all the time. I don't know how you get on these lists, but yeah, you're right. It must be at least, I think five is conservative. It must be at least five calls a day. So
at least, yeah.
I should just get my phone number out in the air. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's one of the. They got to figure out a way to fix that. It's so aggravating. Let's go to Gary in Jacksonville. Gary, you're up next here on the Robin Lundberg Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Robin.
What up?
A couple of thoughts. To me, the most intriguing matchup of the weekend is the Bucs Saints game because of the storyline. Will Tom Brady lose to the Saints three times in 1 year? Or will it be Drew Brees' last game as his starting quarterback? So both teams have a intriguing storyline to me. And the other thing, Robin, is people are all excited here about the Urban Meyer hire. I think it's a huge mistake for the simple fact of not only health questions, but the way he left Florida and Ohio State, never coached in the NFL. And I heard a local writer down here say several times that coaching is coaching. Well, I completely disagree with that. Simply the fact of the big names like Steve Spurrier, Nick Saban, Chip Beck, all very huge successes in college football, couldn't transition to the NFL. So I think that's a complete misnomer that coaching is simply coaching, that you can coach at one level, you can coach at another level.
I also think it's I think it's like there's nuance there, because I think you also can't just say college coaches can't coach at the NFL level, because plenty of college coaches have gone on and had success at the NFL level, right? So you have examples in both ways. It depends on the individual. It's not. I mean, I agree with you. It's not the same. One, you're not recruiting your own players at the NFL level. Two, you're coaching grown men and not college kids. So there's a difference in the way. Like a lot of that, like authoritarian style coaching that you might see at the college level isn't going to fly at the NFL level, right? But that doesn't mean you can't have success at the NFL level if you had success at the college level. We've seen both. We've seen guys go and not do it. We've seen the Nick Saban aspect of things, and then we've seen guys go from the college level and thrive at the NFL level. So it just depends on the individual, I think, and we'll see, you know, where Urban Meyer is in that realm. It's kind of strange. I think sometimes it's the more unknown college coaches that have had more success at the NFL level than the like heritage, you know, big program college coaches, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't disagree that you can be successful at both, Robin. I just think there's too many questions about Urban, and also the fact that he's never coached in the NFL, and he's also going to be, in some instances, be coaching guys that are making as much as he is. To start off with a guy giving a guy $10-12 million a year who hasn't coached that as an assistant or anything in the NFL, to me, I think is a drastic mistake. But time will tell. Thanks, Robin.
Sure, you got it. Look, I mean, again, it goes both ways. It doesn't mean just because you know, some guys haven't worked out doesn't mean others won't work out at the NFL level. But Urban Meyer, I'm interested to see how how his whole personality aspect translates. That's going to be, you know, I think what is important. He's going into a good situation, though. I mean, as good a situation as you can go into when the Jaguars stink, obviously. But the number one pick in the draft with Trevor Lawrence and a boatload of cap space. We'll get it more into Urban Meyer at 8 a.m. Eastern time. We'll get more into Urban Meyer. How about Dan in South Bend? Dan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm interested in the Brees-Brady game because I think you're going to see – well, the other two quarterbacks are going to be the gunslingers. That's going to be fun, too. But now you can watch guys that think a little bit more. I know Brees can't throw like he did. He doesn't need to. I mean, even he goes through his progressions, and even that little dump pass to Murray last week, the running back. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks wouldn't have done that. He kept his cool, flipped it 2 yards, and let him run eight. I mean, whatever. It made the play. So, I mean, I just think you got two guys that think more. Now they're older, of course, and I think it's going to be an interesting game. And I agree with another caller, though. I think Peyton is going to out-coach Bruce Arians. So, but, you know, that's what I think anyway.
Well, I mean, look, it's always the lowest common denominator thing, and thanks for the call when we're just making it about the quarterbacks. It's fun for sports talk radio. Look, I do it, so I don't want to knock it, because that's where, you know, a lot of us have a base of understanding, and it's easy for us to understand. But there's so much more that goes into these games than just the quarterbacks. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, as you're going through progressions when you're the quarterback, those other players, what they're doing, the offensive line, the battle at the line of scrimmage. A lot of people tell you to watch the line, not watch the ball. The coaching decisions, special teams, you know, turnovers, so many things go into the game. I mean, it's just when, you know, you're having these big arguments and the hype, a lot of times it's around the quarterback. And the Buccaneers have been an interesting team this year, because they started in a way that made you feel like they were contenders. Then they reached a level where I thought they were one and done. And now they've started to almost feel like they're rounding into form a little bit again, with a combination of that Bruce Arians drop back, throw the ball deep down the field kind of offense, and the more traditional Tom Brady, you know, quick pass, quick decision, screen pass, audible kind of offense that we're seeing. And yeah, as far as thinking, you know, Brady's mobility is his decision making. You know, he can't really move in the pocket as much anymore. He can still move in the, let me take that back. He's good at moving in the pocket. He's good at like sidestepping the rush and taking a step up, that kind of thing. He can't run at all. He never really did, but he can't, you know, move in that respect at all. But he gets rid of the ball quickly, and you know, he can take a step to avoid the rush, that kind of thing. Breeze, similar, you know, in the way he goes about it. Throwing the ball deep down the field, I think, is a question mark with Breeze right now. I lean with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson simply because it's just more exciting. I mean, those two guys are entering their prime, or in their prime, really, right now. And they're the kind of guy, you never know what's going to happen on the next snap with either Jackson or Allen. And I also don't want to, you know, when you say, like, there's more thinking involved, I don't want to take away from what they're doing. I mean, because all these guys, I mean, I remember Patrick Mahomes when he said after they won the Super Bowl he could get better. And people were like, ha-ha. But he was talking about learning the game and you know, getting to that next level, I guess, as a play caller behind center. And all those guys are improving year by year. Because just because Lamar Jackson is deciding to take off and run, or Josh Allen is deciding to roll out and throw, doesn't mean they're not thinking about those decisions. That's part of the thinking process too. They just have an option that they can press that the other guys don't. So it's a just different style. And I'm very curious as to, you know, credit to Brady and Breeze for being so successful for so long and still being able to be successful. I am curious if that style of quarterback is on the way out almost completely, you know, or will there be, you know, another couple guys who come in and do that? Or is it now a prerequisite where you have to be able to move? And I like the idea of being able to move. I want my quarterback to be able to move and take off and run and all that stuff. But at the same time, it's not like those guys aren't still having success. So if they're still able to have success, is it because they're just masters? They're like Jedi masters? You know, Yoda or something? Or does it say that, you know, if you're good enough, you can still win doing that way? It's interesting. How about Alan in Toronto? Alan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Bills-Ravens game because Jackson and Allen, they can put up points from anywhere at any time and in a flash and in a hurry. The difference is going to be in the passing department. The Ravens have only averaged 171 yards this year. They're in the worst. And Jackson last year, when they both met last year, Jackson was held to 40 yards against the Bills' defense. And Cole Beasley and Stephen Diggs, they'll be the difference as far as I'm concerned. And Buffalo's red hot. Eight of the last nine games, they've won in double digits, and they've only lost one game at home. So, you know, it's they're red hot. And as far as the Bucs and Saints are concerned, the Saints have their number. You know, 34-23 in week one and 38-3 in week nine. And the Saints have a better defense. You know, it's... People are trying to say that it's difficult to win the third time. You know, third time's a charm. But in the last 18 years, the team winning the third game has a 5-2 record. So I'm not buying it at all. I'm picking the Saints, and I'm picking them quite handily too. Both these guys are great for West Coast offenses, aren't they? They're getting older, and they're passing to the West Coast a lot more this year.
An even bigger stat on that third time. I forget the exact record, but it does make it seem like it's a whole myth to say it's hard to beat a team a third time. Because usually, here's the way I used to look at it, and I would say that it was like common sense to me. If you could beat them twice, maybe you're just better than they are. Yeah, like, and that would indicate you could beat them a third time because you are better. But yeah, teams that are playing like in that third matchup have a better record than the cliche would make you think. And perhaps that's just what it is. A cliche. But if the Saints win that game, you know, that goes back to it not just being about quarterbacks, right? Because I think Tom Brady, not only just over the course of their career, I think currently Tom Brady is significantly better than Drew Brees. But the Saints may just be the better team than the Buccaneers, and that renders it obsolete. You know, I do want to get into the Chiefs-Browns game a little bit, which we haven't talked about much. Coming up in the next hour, Odell Beckham's comments about not being surprised when the Browns win that game. How surprised would you be to see Cleveland win? 855-212-4227. What would be your level of surprise? And you can continue to weigh in on what you think the best matchup is this weekend. For me, it is easily Bills and Ravens, Lamar Jackson against Josh Allen. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. If you want to get at me that way, I'll read some of your tweets that you send in, generally coming back in from breaks and the like. But lots of NFL to get to. And I'll also talk about the James Harden to Brooklyn trade a little bit later, probably in the 8 o'clock hour today, because he is set to make his debut for the Nets a little bit later on today. 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.